I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, January 21st. No injuries in an overnight house fire in Quincy. The blaze broke out at 1072 C Street just before 2 a.m. Officials say the one resident in the single-family house escaped safely and went to the Housneck Fire Station, which is right next door, to report the fire. The home did sustain heavy damage. There were 58 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 538. Quincy's positivity rate is at 7.4%. The city is in the red category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 141 deaths. The process of revitalizing Wollaston Center has begun. The administration is asking the City Council to approve designating Wollaston Center an urban revitalization district, which would allow the city to purchase some properties for redevelopment, including the site of the former Wollaston Theater. A series of public meetings about the future of that area will be held soon. Special reflectors for pedestrians to place on their clothing are available at the Quincy DPW, City Hall, and some local retailers. The city has purchased 1,000 of the reflective tape to improve safety for pedestrians who are out at night. They are available for free. The Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Thursday at 3 p.m. and Friday at 2 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, January 21st.